My name is David Cannon. I'm 50. Title is a sergeant, and I work over in Zone 3, Pittsburgh Police. Sergeant, you have to have 4 years experience, and then you have to apply, and then the city can deny you if they base on cause after you pass a test. You'll take a test, and now it's an oral board, and then a chief will bring you in, or his designee will bring you in and ask you if you still want it and why. As far as community resource officers, we talk to the community and see what the problems are. As far as patrol officers, we monitor statistics and reports, and we'll go wherever we see a high crime volume or wherever we're getting suspicious activity. Probably young, about your age. I used to watch police shows, and that time was Beretta, Starsky and Hutch. My first case was called on. I was an officer, a rookie, I was still in training, a boy was shot. He's about 13 years old. He ran a couple blocks and died. This is back in 1994. I would ask you this question: where do you shoot to disable somebody? If you try to shoot somebody's leg, there's a greater chance of you missing and hitting someone else. Some officers might be able to aim what they're hit at, but it's going to be very hard with a moving object to hit it in such an accurate spot that you're going to be able to hit them in one round. Like when I first started, there was a guy in a gang over Northside. He was shot 14 times and lived. So to say one shot or five shots is going to kill somebody, it's hard to tell. It's where the shot actually placed, but there's different variables in it. Usually most times the person's moving. If the officer's running, it reduces his accuracy as him standing, kneeling, or laying down. Laying down's the best because everything's not moving up and down. Early on, yeah, it was an adjustment. I work nights, which is like 11 at night to 7 in the morning. Just having to work nights is harder on your body than most shifts because you come off the night shift, you have to go to court. Like if I arrest somebody, I have to say why I arrested them. In court, you don't know how long it's going to last. It could last a couple hours all the way to like 6 at night. So then you have to come back in at 11 o'clock.
The taser? You know where Esplin is? Down by the McKees Rocks? Well, there's a road down there, and we have an accident.
We're just blocking off the street, and the guy I'm working with calls me up, and he says, hey, do you have your taser? I said, yes. Why do you need it? He goes, there's somebody up here throwing stuff at me. So I go up there, and he tells me what's happening. And as I do it, a fireman comes over. He goes, hey, this guy's lobbing ceramic plates at us down the street. I go, yeah. I said, my partner may be aware of it. We're going to go talk to him now. So we go up there. The guy's agitated. He's mad. And he tells me he has a gun inside. He's going to go get it. Told him not to go in the house. And he says, I also have a dog. And I said, look, don't go in your house. And I try to ask him why he's so mad. Here to come to find out later that his wife said he gets mad whenever there's accidents. Something sets him off and he just acts out. Now, when he went and turned to go into the house, I had to tase him so he wouldn't get the firearm or let the dog out. You guys know what domestics are? Between like a mother and father? Most of those you have to restrain someone. And when you go in there, we try to do it so that kids about your age aren't around. And we try to get the parents to cooperate with us so you guys don't have to see that. And the reason for that, we don't want you to be accustomed to violence and handle your problems that way too. When we do that, we're trying to remove violence out of the family, try to get you guys to see there's a better way to solve your problems. But there's good things I like about this job as well. Every day's a little bit different. We're getting more feedback from the community. The community's starting to open up to us and include us in things. Some things are out of control. We let them know what is and what we can and cannot control. Like, you guys don't have a playground or community facility. They know that, but they also know that we're trying to work around some things. When the economy picks up, more money's putting back in the community, and the community suffers from not having any place for kids your age to play, like a playground, close. You guys usually have to go to McKinley Field or up to Grandview. Kids your age and around your age will be freer to show you things that they wouldn't show me. I'm talking about firearms or explosives or things that are probably not appropriate for your age. If you see something like that happen, let your mother or father know first, or your aunt, uncle, or a teacher even. They'll let us know so that we can act upon it. That way it removes you guys from having to be involved. Our first priority is your safety because we don't want anything happening to you.